Welcome to the Short Score, your weekly update of rope and news from around the industry, where you can find the latest on the sport from the pro rodeo ranks to the jackpot world. I'm Taylor Vollen, and I'm your host. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Short Score Vegas edition. It is your host, Taylor Vollen, of course. Wow, round eight had some plot twists, and things have definitely been shaken up now in the world standings and average races. But tonight it was all about Colton Schmidt and Jonathan Torres yet again. They were back in the press room for a third win. They took the round eight win of the NFR with a 3.8 second run for another $36,000 a man. And they now control the entire pack. We're talking average race and world standings race. So Colton and Jonathan now, like I said, lead the average with a 28.7 on seven head, and they lead the world standings at number one with $279,074 for Colton and $270,808 for Jonathan. This is kind of insane. This means that they have raked in $159,136 a man, and that skyrocketed them from 14th and 15th in the world coming into the NFR to number one. We have two more rounds, round 9 and 10, so there's still a lot that can happen, but man, things have really been getting interesting. They join the Short Score again, like I said, for the third time this week to talk through their run and their world championship chances in this episode, which is presented to you by Oz on a Hot Streak, the record-breaking gray from Nebraska, the AQHA world champion, PRCA money winner, and the first stallion with an AQHA world title to rope at the NFR. Sola Select is offering $500 off all Oz breedings during the NFR, so lock in your contract over at soloselecthorses.com or by calling Madison at 940-580-0156.
So a long, long time ago, Clay Tryon started calling these the Sheets of Integrity. Mm-hmm. And every night he still has me send him the Sheets of Integrity that have the what-if projections.
I like that.
Do you look at the what-if projections? Would you like me? Sometimes guys that are in this position at round eight, like Thorpe, will have me whip him out and he wants to see what's on him.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't really care. I'm not going to look at it. It doesn't change anything.
Same. I mean, really, I haven't looked at it before now and I don't feel like I'm going to look at it now. I'm just really, we're just trying to do the best we can on every steer when we back in there and just be fully focused and just rack up as much money as we can.
You were frustrated with yourself last night. Tell me what you were frustrated with and what you did differently tonight.
Just, I felt like everything that we worked on not doing with my roping and riding, I hit every one of those points last night. I did all of exactly what we were not going to do. So I was bummed out. Well, I hit the mouth of the box and I was pulling on my horse, and then I threw my rope over top, sent his front end in the ground, stacked on two, dallied, kicked, pulled. It was just a complete rip.
What did your mentor tell you?
I was quite surprised. He was pretty cool about it. It was no big deal. We honestly kind of pre-gamed a little bit premeditated on our steer. I thought he was going to be a lot softer than what he was. So we wanted to hit a few spots in the run that were going to set us up for that. And steer was a little bit sharper and off to the right, so it was kind of like abandoned ship, closed eyes, team roping, which I hate doing. I worked very hard on not doing that. But tonight was, we just talked about it, slowed back down. We broke a little bit more narrow to the flag tonight just to cover up if the horse was going to get a step away from me, which he is. He is reading the play. Now we've got us a rodeo horse, so I'm going to keep breaking a little bit closer to the flag for the rest of the week.
Last night, but you made a heck of a shot to keep things alive last night. Tell me about that.
Well, really, like I told him, when I rode out of the arena, I really already had kind of sent my horse in a little early. I thought even on my end, I might have even maybe like quit riding maybe too soon. And like for the situation, same thing. I really expected the steer. He was not a bad steer, but he was a little stronger than I thought, kind of come into me, and I think that made it look that much worse. But I feel like I kind of had quit riding a little early right there and got to the inside and just stayed patient. I knew he was going to pull him by me at some point, but I felt like at some point there I was looking at the ear tag, But no diss on anybody or nothing, but I feel like I got to the inside.
We've already done that.
Yeah, I got to the inside. Yeah, I got to the end. No criticizing, but got to the inside already a little.
Yeah.
And then when I let the steer come in, like it was all out, you know, just all at once on the steer. So it made for the steer to kind of stall for a second. I just had to wait him out and just. And I knew he was going to pull them by me, so I just pretty much just made sure I put a good loop down there and just finished a run, and then we'll move on to tomorrow.
Well, yeah, and tell me about tonight. What did you do so much differently?
Just slowed it back down. My whole year, one of my checkpoints is having the mouth of the box the slowest part of the run, just so I can at least shape up a run, being able to think in that spot. And last night I wasn't, so tonight I really wanted to focus on watching it go on the horns, getting to a spot, setting my horse up to face better. The go-round win is huge. It's a blessing. It's beyond amazing, but I'm more excited that I did my job tonight.
Yeah.
Felt like that's a big sigh of relief for me. In the past, I've been able to get backwards when something doesn't go right, so to overcome it and do a good job the next year is really big for me.
This episode is brought to you by Oz on a Hot Streak. The stallion proving versatility still matters. Raised by Nate and Missy Ozentowski, Oz has earned over $400,000, won the Calgary Rocky Mountain Cup, finished third at the Governor's Cup, and been named PRCA Heel Horse of the Year runner-up. Now he becomes the first AQHA World Champion stallion to step into the Thomas & Mack. Contracts are $500 off all NFR long at Solo Select. You can lock your contract in over at soloselecthorses.com or by calling Madison at 940-580-0156.
Were those stress balls you just pulled out of your pocket?
No, these are earplugs, but also...
also yes. Stress balls. I was like, that's new. I've never seen...
This is for me in the yellow. Yellow's done, and now I use them.
You have good horses. Tell me about the choice to ride that one, though, that's borrowed.
That's funny. You know, Joe B said the other night... what I like about you boys, you don't let your pride get in the way. And really, I mean, at the end of the day, it's whatever, you know, whatever fits the situation the best. I know Colton's going to do whatever it takes. And I knew that. I know that. I know that's the kind of guy he is. I know he's going to give it all he's got. And he's going to ride the best horse that he thinks will fit us, not just him. And same for me. I feel like that heel horse can really run. I brought my old horse Paycheck out here, which was amazing last year. And he's been out for pretty much most of the year. And I was planning on riding him here. And I even last minute brought him here. And I ran two in the run-throughs. I had not run any steers on them since April at San Angelo. And I did bring them out here, and I brought the bay. It's what I've been riding pretty much since July on. And like I said, just thankful that I'm able to ride that horse. And I just feel like he's fast. He's, you know, he's strong at the horn. He moves his feet really good. I don't feel like you're ever really behind.
How did you get to know about that horse? Where did that horse...
Well, Jared Fillmore owned that horse, and when he rode it at Lightning a couple years ago, we buddied, and I knew it was always a great horse, and, you know, just like everyone, I mean, mm-hmm. we watched him and stuff, and he'd already kind of been rodeoed on a little bit, and this summer, I mean, I just asked him if he, you know, would be interested in selling or doing anything, and I know, you know, just like anyone, just sending a horse with somebody is not just the easiest thing, but I feel like we treat him like he's one of mine, and no matter that I got other heel horses, I feel like that's the best one for this setup and the steers and for our team. So that's why I feel like I chose that one. But it was a little, I mean, I was darn sure had, you know, a gut-wrenching feeling for sure, especially after running two in the, you know, run-throughs on my other horse, because he's a great horse as well. Maybe just lost a step. He's 17, mm-hmm. this one's 10, and I just feel like this is more, you know, a little more horse, and he's more in his prime, and I just feel like it fits better with our run.
Yeah. Your rope. What was the deal? What were you telling somebody about your rope? I saw you. We have a video of you throwing dirt on your on the rope that you use.
Yes.
Tell me about your rope science.
Oh, my rope science. I don't even know, but I don't know. I don't really like the new feel of it, which I used one for the first however many rounds, 5 or 6 rounds, and that one kind of got smoked on a little bit, so it kind of broke down a little more, and then I started using a different, which has more of like a new feel. I feel like in the, you know, out here in the cold and say like more of like the dry weather, it's fine, but it's more of a new feel for me. I don't really love like the newer feel. I like more of kind of like a grittier style. I don't know, I just always been my deal. I feel like I can feel my loop better that way. If not, it's almost like kind of like running on me or like running through my hand or just something like that. But yeah, I'll get my glove and put a little dirt in there before the run and kind of stack some dirt on my rope just to maybe slow it down just a little bit, because I know, you know, I use a softer rope, and I feel like I can get it sometimes get going a little too fast, but I just kind of feel like more like a happy medium right there.
Canada night. You won on Canada night.
I did, yeah. That's really cool. Really cool.
That's extra cool.
Yeah.
Very, very sweet breast collar. Very sweet breast collar. And I seen it when I went, and he said, we're going to have to do good with this breast collar. Which, it looks great. I mean, it looks great.
Cool.
Yeah, no, no, you just, it's when nice. You're wearing something out of the ordinary, you can't do a bad job.
I thought it looked cool.
It does. It's a sweet
who
breast
made it?
Collar. A friend of mine, a new friend of mine, he bought a horse from this summer, a guy named Steve Watt. His wife, girlfriend, I'm not really sure, they made it for me and sent it down to my house. And I told him I was going to wear it in the grand entry every night. And then, obviously, I'm not going to wear that on myself now. So, figured Canada night would be a good time to crack it out.
Crack it out. I think it's lucky. All right.
Good job, guys. Sorry to keep you for a while. Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining for another episode of our Vegas edition of the Short Score. We have two more rounds, and you're not going to want to miss what's going on. Like I said, this episode is brought to you by Oz on a Hot Streak, the history maker, standing frozen only at Solo Select. Take advantage of the $500 off NFR sale and lock your contract in at soloselecthorses.com or by calling Madison at 940-580-0156.